All right, Monday morning, welcome to it. We talk a lot about STEM learning. Well, what about stems and seeds and sprouts and soil? Green Careers this week is Green Career Week. It's a national campaign to increase awareness about green industry careers. And joining us right now, the executive director of Seed Your Future, Jasmine Albaran. Jasmine, good morning.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. Look, every industry right now is looking for the next generation of professionals. That includes the green industries too, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and that's why we're here, and that's why Seed Your Future was created, right? We want to show students the variety of and the benefits of working in these green industries, which is like horticulture, that's working with plants, agriculture, working with produce, and floriculture, that's working with flowers.
And, you know, in a lot of cases, it comes from growing up on a farm, right? Growing up out in the country. But that's not the only place that these opportunities exist, is it?
No, absolutely not, right? That is one of these thousands of things you can do. And I like to share with people that in this industry, you can actually never touch a plant, because we're also looking for those that are wanting to work in marketing, graphic design, HR, accounting. You have the careers working directly with the plants, but then also all of these other business departments are also in this industry across the board.
There's a lot of opportunities right here in Michigan too, aren't there?
Yes, yes, and especially we're thinking about, you know, how the variety of green careers bring diversity of jobs to local economies. And think about it. These are very entrepreneurial businesses as well. Anyone can start up a hydroponics. Anyone can start up a landscape company. So there's a lot of different opportunity for wherever people are in their career.
Tell us a little bit more about Seed Your Future and how it works and how it connects people with these different industries.
Sure. So Seed Your Future was created to bring awareness to the students, teachers, and parents. So what we do is we create different resources. On the website, we list over 140 different careers across the board of different green industries. So we want teachers to know, hey, use these free resources that we have to educate students and parents about what that is, right? Like you mentioned earlier, everyone sees the farmer in overalls or the person that's cutting your grass as the green industry. And it's not. It goes from genetics, the people that are creating the next generation of very hardy produce, because our landscapes are changing, right? There's a lot more rain where there used to be, or there's a lot more heat than what used to be there before. So we have to figure out how to grow and change as our environment is changing. And then again, back into, you have all those administrative positions there. We also list industry scholarships, industry internships, and we have an interactive map that shows teachers and students where all of the plant science for 2-year and 4-year degrees are located across the country. So we have a lot of resources to minimize the amount of research a family and students and teachers have to do to bring information to students into the classroom.
What is your message for students this week, Jasmine? What do you want students who are, you know, considering future careers to consider when it comes to green possibilities?
Well, we really want them to know that no matter what their passions are, they can find that working with plants and flowers and trees and et cetera. You know, whether it's technology, whether it's communications or software development, we have those careers in this industry too. And think about it, right? You get to work and look at these beautiful live products on a regular basis. It just really impacts your physical, mental, and emotional health. And as I've been working in this industry, only going on 2 years, the amount of career fulfillment that I've seen, it really has motivated me to get in front of more students and advise them to, hey, think about this industry, because I know you will be happy.
You've got a pretty robust website. I'm taking a look at the map. Basically, you can click on whatever state you live in and find some opportunities. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so the idea is that, right, we know how overwhelming it can be to figure out who you want to be when you grow up, let alone the steps to get there. So we really try to map out where all of those two-year and four-year universities and colleges that have plant science, and we say plant science because agriculture, floriculture, arboriculture, botany, et cetera, they're all listed in different ways at the different entities. So they're all listed in the same manner. But again, like you said, students can search through state. They can search through the type of degree they're looking for, so associates, BA, master's, PH, et cetera, and it will narrow down the list for them. Or you can, when you click on a little sprout, you see all the little sprouts on the map, it will open up a little box, and it gives you the name of the school, the address, what degrees they have, and then there's a more info button that will take you to the landing page of that program for that school. Again, cutting down on the amount of research that a parent student has to do in order to figure out, okay, what's the best next move for them.
Jess, what about people that are looking to change careers? Maybe they've been working for 10, 15, 20 years in a particular industry, and they really find their joy working with plants, working out in the garden, and they like to find a way to turn that into a career. Is that something that is possible for those people as well?
Yes. Yes, it is. Let me tell you, the amount of people that I've talked to that said, this is my second or third career because I didn't realize I can work in this industry. I always just thought it was going to be my hobby, or it was just something I thought I would do on the weekends. Absolutely. Really, it's take a look around your community. Look up nurseries. Look up garden centers. Look up botanic gardens. All of those are businesses, and they need people at all levels of knowledge to come and work for them. So absolutely. It literally just takes a moment to Google, see who's in your vicinity, and reach out. Reach out and say, hey, I'm interested in working for you. This is my experience. And I'll tell you, the industry is not so much just looking for people that come with, 10-5 years of experience. Now they want people that are passionate about plants and that want to learn, right? A lot of things can be teachable. Mm-hmm. So, we just recommend reaching out to those in your area and then just seeing where it goes from there.
All right. First step might be connecting with your organization again, Seed Your Future. How do people go about doing that?
Yeah, so you can go to our website, www.seedyourfuture.org, and there are lots of opportunities on the website if you want to get more information. That email would come to me and can help, provide connections and networks as needed.
All right. A lot of opportunities right here in our great state of Michigan. Jasmine, appreciate the information. Thanks so much.
Thank you. And I would just love to tell your advisors to follow Green Career Week on social media. That way they can become aware of the different companies, business, and careers in the industry. We are advising everyone that participates in Green Career Week to post videos and information about their company culture on social media so that you, the public, can see our industry in action.
All right. Fantastic. Jasmine, thanks again for your time. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.